Before we go to Prophetstown, we go back in time 5 years to Washington, D.C. and the House floor with Representative Sherry Bustos.
I rise today to speak about the terrible fire earlier this week that destroyed much of the town of Prophetstown, Illinois, a small town in Whiteside County, Illinois, that I have the honor of representing. The blaze destroyed nearly all of downtown and disrupted the lives of so many people living and working in this northwestern Illinois town full of caring people.
Days after the blaze, members of the Prophetstown Historical Society worked in sweltering temperatures to salvage treasures from the community's history. The fire destroyed the upper level of the Historical Society's building. With fans blowing in the background to overcome smoke damage, member Charlene Hansen was optimistic.
We have all those memories of people coming in, and we hope that in time we can, something will happen and we'll be back together and have all of our stuff on display again. And then we'll know that we overcame what happened to us. We're fighters and we're going to fight and do what we can.
Something did happen. Well, many things since then. And the group gathers each Saturday to catch up over coffee and sweets. This is the Historical Society's new space, a few doors down from where they used to be. Retired teacher Fred South has spent many years documenting Prophetstown's history, and that now includes a fire he lived through.
I'm sort of the historian of the group. I keep all the records and I scan everything into the computer. We just had file cabinets full of things, and I thought that's a shame because if you get a fire, you can destroy that. So I started scanning, and I started back 2005, and I'm still scanning. I've got over 60,000 things scanned now.
5 years later, you wouldn't know if you didn't know that there was a fire. Have you been surprised by the recovery in downtown Prophetstown?
Well, sort of, but we know the people in Prophetstown. We've had numbers of major fires, and we've always come back and recovered and rebuilt. And out of these buildings that we lost, we now have two new buildings. One of them takes up two of the lots. Then the one that built first was our credit union, and they built not long after the fire, and then they planted Christmas trees and put lights on them and played Christmas music.
By the December of that year?
Yes, yes. And that was a boost to our people in Prophetstown. The building down there that is now Girlfriends was a bank at one time, Citizens Bank. 1903, a fire burnt all the way down to it. 1928, another fire burnt all the way down to it. And in 2013, a fire burnt up to it from this end. So it's survived three fires, which is incredible.
What's the insurance policy on that place?
I don't know.
You mentioned that in some way, you know, you're not surprised knowing the people here that it's back the way it is. But are you surprised at 5 years already, that it's been 5 years?
Oh, yes. It's gone really fast. Yeah. And we lost a lot of things in our upstairs room. I was amazed at how many things we saved. I mean, when you walk in here and see all these things. In fact, this computer, my screen melted, my printer melted. I took the computer home, and it was a mess. I got it cleaned up, plugged it in, thinking, this ain't going to work. It worked.
With photos, historical photos?
Everything was fine.
One of the things I noticed here is there's a display about the 2013. Mm-hmm. Do you have a second? Can we walk over there and
Sure. See
what's in there?
Sure.
As we walk through here, we've got the lawnmowers from the old Eclipse
factory. Yes, Eclipse was a big deal here for a lot of years.
Some wartime displays, but there is a display here now that's got, I'm seeing some bricks. Can you kind of walk me through what's part of this new, not a new display, but a newer display?
That's our early fire department down in the old fire building, fire department building. Now we have a new one here. But some girls, a couple girls, decided to raise money to help us recover, and they sold those T-shirts and those bracelets, and it's amazing. They brought in a lot of money to make that happen. And then These are the fire departments that helped us. That gives you some idea of the magnitude of the fire.
I see, oh gosh, 24?
Yes. I think one thing we learned is we can still get together and come back from a major disaster, because we've done it so many times. It's not anything new to Prophetstown. And I've been through other small towns where they've had fires, and you go through 5 or 6 years later, and there's empty lots, sometimes even still old buildings partially standing there. The city bought our lots, and the reason they did that is so they could pretty much control what kinds of buildings we put up.
So the integrity of how the downtown looked before was able to come back 5 years later when things were rebuilt.
Yes. You'll notice the two new buildings we have, they fit in really well. Because the city owns the lots, that gives them a great deal of authority as to who puts up a building and what the building looks like. They put firewalls in, so if a fire starts in one building, you have a much better chance of stopping it from going to other buildings.
Any final thoughts about what you think about the recovery of the downtown?
Prophetstown has a very interesting history, and I think it's interesting how we still have a really decent business district, because I travel the country and small towns, many places, they're just, the businesses have all dried up. We came out of it really well.